you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
Good morning, Rhoda. It is Thursday, July 10th, 7:04 here in beautiful Rhoda, and this is a special day. It's the inaugural show with our new host of Morning Joe with the CEO. We have Captain Charles Shimlack. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. This is honestly my first CEO show as well, and I'm just excited to get to know you, and this is a whole new journey between us.
It is. Well, I'm excited to have our guests today.
I know it's going to be exciting because they are. I was able to have the opportunity to spend time with them a year ago, and then you have not gone to ICR, and we're going to get your little foreshadowing of it.
That's right.
So it's very exciting. And then just want to start off, have you gotten used to hearing Commander of Naval Activities Spain? It's a big title.
It is a big title. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's sinking in, excuse the pun, but soaking in maybe. And I'm excited. I'm excited every day to wake up and do the job and meet everybody and see all the hard work that gets accomplished every day to keep the base on mission.
It's very exciting, and I'm so happy you're here. But I bet you are super excited because tomorrow you have some very special guests come in to live with you.
That's true. The family arrives on the rotator. So if anyone is out there and you'll be on the rotator, shake hands, meet each other. We'll have a wonderful 3 years together.
I had a similar situation. My wife came 2 months after the fact, and that month, a couple months in between, was difficult. Have you been having a fun time still adjusting to the move here to Spain?
Adjusting can be a fun time if you take advantage of it, but I think balancing what I do on my personal time and then getting the job done, taking advantage of the time to get invested into the job and learning the details and making the best of it, so that way when my family arrives I can take the time off that I think we need together to get reacquainted and get them settled in. So it's been a very busy 1 month. It'll have been almost a month to the day that we had the change of command. And I have done a lot.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
The Naval Station Rhoda Facebook page is amazing. Whoever is in charge of that is just always pumping out a lot of information. And it's just so much cool things. And it's for your first month, it's just been wild how much you've done. It's been a busy month.
It's been a busy month. Summertime is a busy month for changes of commands, ceremonies. And then, of course, I was honored to roll right into the July 4th festivities. And all that encompasses with the flag raising and, of course, the Independence Fest put on by the MWR, who did a amazing job. And so I just wanted to say thanks again to the MWR team and the people who worked the event, the volunteers, those who provided security, those who provided safety, those who did the cleanup. Every element of it was performed flawlessly, and it shows by the smiling faces of all the families and children.
It was incredible. It was my wife and I's first time going to it, and I was amazed. It was so busy, and it was made me so happy to see all the different entities.
It was incredible.
It's just the
sheer size and offerings of the food and the activities and the games and the music. Everything, a lot of attention to detail was put into it, and a lot of thoughtfulness, and you could tell. So it's going to be hard to duplicate next year. There will be a lot of pressure on the team. And it was nice to see all the guests, the local nationals, the Spanish, their friends, our families, all come together for something that we can both share in the celebration. Because as we talk about, the Spanish did provide a significant contribution to our War of Independence. And so to do that in Spain is pretty fantastic, because oftentimes you're just sharing a national holiday with someone, but to share it together because it means something to both sides is significant.
You highlighted a point when you mentioned the flag raising ceremony, and we have the flag raise 2 days, I believe. How special or powerful was that moment? Because we are guests here in Spain, very grateful for that.
Right. So to carry on that tradition was special to me because it was one of the first large significant things that I could participate in as the commanding officer. And I think when a country raises its flag, it's a reverent moment for its people. And you see that when the Spanish do it in their ceremonies, and then for us to be able to do it in a ceremony, I think it's a special feeling for those who are there and can be in the presence of the moment. And I think it's also something that you can relive that moment because it is captured by photography. And so I think that's a special thing that's done every year. And it's a way to kind of renew your convictions into the values that I think makes our country special.
Did you find it unique spending the 4th of July here?
Very unique.
I agree.
Because A, it's a very large event, and B, it's done so well that you want to be here. So I met a lot of people who altered their weekend plans so that they can attend the event and then go elsewhere, and which I think we'll learn about today, exploring the rest of you know, the country and then in some cases the continent.
Or our guests that we're going to get to have exceptional acumen regarding this country. So I'm excited to learn as well. It's been a year and I just continuously be amazed of what this country provides. And I just love learning what the locals have to say.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much culture. Lifetimes of things that you can do. And so I think it's truly, we truly appreciate the things that they can provide to help you narrow down where to spend your time so you could maximize that for yourself and your family to get the most out of it, because we're only blessed to be here for a very short amount of time, and to spend it wisely is one of the best things you can do in life.
I agree. This is your first weekend with your family here. Do you have any special plans? I mean, I assume that, surmise the jet lag would be accounted for, given some grace.
We do. I think plan A is to get them here and make sure that if the children are off the plane and excited, we need to feed everyone, and then we will get them to bed and let them sleep in. That's the first priority, you know, food, water, shelter, all the amenities. Once the arrival wears off, I think reality will set in, and then we'll take it from there.
I'm so excited for you. And then, has your family seen the photo of you with the t-shirt gun?
I don't think they have.
They're going to have to see that, one of the first things.
They have been watching and following online. So, outstanding products from our team who puts them together. I'm very impressed with things that they can do, the media presentation and things that the products that they produce are at a level that is professional and well done. And I've gotten a lot of compliments from people who see these things online who say, wow, that's a fantastic team that's putting these out. I said, they are. You have to meet them in person.
I was amazed knowing all the different entities, all the logistics to even put together Independence Fest, but just all around, all year round, everybody that's involved.
That's right. All year round, they continue to produce outstanding events, outstanding opportunities to participate in, and I think it's just another reason why Road is great.
I love it. I'm so blessed. We're all so blessed to be here, being guests here. And then 4th of July is wrapped up, but we're in the dog days of summer. You were here for that heat wave, which was brutal.
I went from this heat wave to a heat wave in Austin, Texas. And so Spain did a fantastic job in preparing me for that. And it's nice to just get into the cooler weather and really just be outside and enjoy that.
Yeah, we're blessed with the opportunity to go to beach.
That's right.
And then we're going to have some special guests that will give us some great recommendations. They are joining us after a quick song break, but they are from the Intercultural Relations team. So very excited to learn with you, sir. But we're going to do some Ed Sheeran here on AFN Road of the Eagle. That was Ed Sheeran with Shivers here on AFN Road of the Eagle. And we're back. Morning, Joe, the CEO, here with Captain Shimalak, his inaugural show. Sir, you were a guest a month ago, but now it is time for you to have your first guest. Since you haven't been to Intercultural Relations course yet, we've scheduled to have them brought to you. And I loved, you know, Indoc usually has a bad connotation, but I loved Indoc here. It was amazing. It was amazing. And we have two special guests, Miss Leo and Miss Mary Bell. How are you two ladies doing?
Buenos dias. Very good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. I know Captain Shimalak is going to be attending your class in the near future with his family, and this is awesome. He gets to ask whatever questions come to his mind, and I'm going to be sitting here listening and learning, because there's so much about this beautiful country to learn about, and what better way to learn than from you two?
That's right. So you come well recommended. Everyone loves your class. So maybe we can start off by telling us a little bit about what got you involved with the class and what the class is and the, you know, some of the takeaways, I think.
Okay. So the class, it is a very ICR class. It's really important, and it's something that everybody should join us before their arrival. So that is all the information in 2 days. It's a lot of information. 2 days mandatory. The third day is optional, and it's very well recommended because we go to do the field trip around Rota. And the two first day is a lot of information that make you to make the transition much easier. So it's very important to sign up on time, and if it would be great if you can sign up like a month before your arrival, and so you can get into the class as soon as you arrive, because that will make everything, all the process, much easier for you and for your family, because I know how challenging it can be to move to another country, right?
Right.
So it will be really good to join our class. So I hope everybody got a good time with us.
Right. So we should see the class as an opportunity, right? So all the new families get to show up and they can take time and get a very quick but thorough course on things like culture, tradition, and rules, and things that they should be aware of, right, to transition the family. So almost sometimes what we would call differences training, so they quickly adapt and appreciate the new culture that they are joining.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So what are some things that stand out that your, I will call them students, find most difficult to adapt to?
Okay. We speak about the Spanish differences, the cultural difference that we have. And it's very important to know, for instance, that we don't have that bubble that you have, that space that nobody...
personal
you
space.
Like, the personal space. So we don't have that here in Spain. So it's very important that you understand that when you go to a place, and maybe we, the Spanish people, get very close to you, we don't do that with any other... there is nothing behind that. It's just that we are like that. We don't mind touching. Actually, we love touching people. And we are very... we love it. We love kisses, give kisses and hugs, and it's our culture. So I know that for you at the beginning it's a little difficult, but we love when you start understanding that is very normal for us, and that we love it. So you need to and things, for instance, like the houses in Spain. When you close the door of a house, it's locked. You cannot go again to the house unless you have the key. So those small things that, of course, you can learn that with the time. But the way that you are going to learn it, if you are not coming to the ICR class, is going to be in the hard way.
That's right. That's right.
And we try to make that easier for you, and that you can just start living here, you know, and just enjoy the beautiful things of Spain and not going through that kind of rough things.
That was a very good elevator pitch for why someone should be happy to attend the class. And I will attend the class with my family. I've been waiting for the family to arrive, and that way we can do it together and experience it and be able to spend time during the day together. And I have, though, begun to give my portion of the class, which is an intro to the base and an intro to some of the rules, and so that way people can put a face to the name and know that I am a real person with a face that they can see and recognize, and if they have questions they can come find me, and that way it's not a scary monolith of someone's putting rules in there, like the speed limit. I don't know who that is. Well, now I can say it's me.
You know, that's very important.
Yeah.
That they know you.
And give the opportunity for questions. And I think that's why having the portion of the cultural class is so important, because I think a lot of people don't know, and they may have only learned what they've seen on television. So have you found any misconceptions that stand out, where I think people have false expectations?
Yes. And I think that is very important because at first you can see everybody very serious in class, like a little bit worried because they don't know what to expect. They don't know what is this country about. They don't know the customs that we have, the habits that we have. The time of concept is very different to here. So it's a lot of things that we explain to them. And the main things is that they have to be relaxed because this is a place where we really relax and enjoy the time that we have free, you know, that we don't have to work with the family. What is important about the family here in Spain, the gastronomy, the to eat healthy. So there is a lot of things in that we provide to them so they can be relaxed and safe because this is a really safe place for the family. That is another question that they may had in the back in their mind, you know, for the children and for the family in general. So you can see the process after the 3 days. They are completely relaxed and with a completely different attitude and more open about everything and without scare.
I think the class sets the tone for how they will experience their next 3 years. And I know that when they spend time with you, it transitions them from a high-stressed anxiety feeling to a more relaxed, I-can-do-this attitude. And I think being in class and being able to ask questions gives them the opportunity to realize, oh, this is going to be good. Spain sounds really great. And so what are some things that you start off with in class to start building that picture of why Spain is an amazing place to be?
Well, I think that one of the things that people love is the portion of traveling. You are looking forward to traveling around Spain, and Spain is so beautiful. All the 17 comunidades autónomas or autonomous communities, regions, they are amazing, all of them. So when we start telling them the places that they can visit, all the Roman remains, the Phoenician things that you can see, Phoenicians, they were here 3,000 years ago, and still you can go to Cádiz, that is no more than 1 hour far away from here, and you can see in the museum that is free, you don't have to pay, and you can see two sarcophagus from Phoenician times, and they are in perfect shape. You cannot believe it. I am surprised when I see that. I cannot imagine another people coming from another places. It's incredible. A lot of history. And we tried to make the picture from the county of Cádiz, that is the closest place that you can visit. We have 44 towns in the county of Cádiz. So now in summer you can start with the coastal towns, but then in autumn you can just go more inland and visit all the white villages one day. You go there, you park your vehicle outside because in the white villages the streets are very, very narrow. You cannot take your vehicle. We need to say that, and especially your vehicles, you know, because our vehicles, they are difficult. They are small. Imagine the vehicles that you have. So you need to park outside and just walk all the streets. So and then from Cádiz, you start moving. Andalucía, we have 8 counties. So little by little, the weekends you take advantage. When you have 4 days, take a flight and go to Europe. In 2 hours, you are in the amazing cities that we have in Europe. So we do that picture to them, and they are excited. They are writing all the places that they can visit, and that's nice because we really love that you enjoy the time that you have here. There are so many things. Don't waste your time. When you arrive, just start doing things because there are many, many things.
So you've touched in that short amount of time on culture, travel.
Uh-huh.
The
astronomy,
food differences and opportunities that are local here.
Uh-huh. Language. Spanish, a little
right?
Of Spanish.
What do you so you obviously encourage travel,
mm-hmm.
and how, let's talk about language. So there's so much to unpack and in the short amount of time, but I think having a gateway into the local community and the community at large is language. So what do you say to a new attendee who does not speak Spanish? How can they improve themselves or get into it?
Okay. We do classes in our department that they are free. We do two different type of classes. We do a 3-month classes, and then we also do like a 1 hour every month that we did especially this time with Maribel, because we never did that before. And it's just for military members that they are not able to do my classes. That is like 3 months, 1 hour and a half. So she's doing like 1 hour only just for you. So, and then the things that they need to know at the beginning. Well, I always start with the alphabet. Very important. Very important, the alphabet. So I start with that so the people can, when they start practicing, they can speak perfectly, because it makes a difference when you start speaking and the pronunciation is not really good. The people cannot understand you. So the alphabet, right. Very important. And then we do the greetings, that they are very important in Spain. We greet to everybody, even though if we don't know the person, we greet the person in the morning. And then we also do a little of dining out, very important, because you love going to restaurants, bars, so you need to know about that. A little directions also, and shopping. Those are like the most important things that we teach and that the people need to know the most.
And in my classes, it was every Monday, and it was focused on military members because of the time frame. It was for lunch, so it was called Lunch and Learn. It was all basic, and the idea, it was that they, in a small group, they get comfortable in order to practice and get and start talking a little bit. So I was focusing in greetings as well, and introduce yourself. So every Monday was something different. So if you were missing one class, it was okay, because I was repeating next month. So it was really flexible classes that I was having every Monday. But now we don't have classes in summer because we have a lot of ICR classes. But we hope to return and continue with that in probably September, October.
So there's opportunity and there's practice and it's free. So there's really no reason why someone can't take that key to the door and open it up to enter the community.
Mm-hmm. And also, you just mentioned the summer classes are, because you're busy with ICR.
Yeah.
ICR is every week.
See, summer is our high season for ICR, because most of the family are taking advantage of the summer to come here with the family. So we have every week, we have ICR. That is just 1 week next week that we don't have ICR in July, and the first week of August that we don't have ICR, but all the weeks we have it. And then in September, we will move again to every other week.
Mm-hmm. I need to utilize those classes. I mean, the language is something I definitely want to benefit from.
Si.
We're going to take a quick little song break, come back. It's amazing what you two do for this community. So thank you.
thank you very much.
Get back into some more Ed Sheeran here on AFN Road of the Eagle. And we're back. Morning Joe with the CEO, Captain Shimlack, with our two special guests, Leo, Maribel. It's been amazing learning. ICR was so fun. I wish I could go back. Maybe I'll come back with you, sir, and your family. It's fun because Thursday, they mentioned Thursday, go out in town, test some food, see this beautiful city. And we want to get to know you.
Yeah, so if you would, I don't want to be too intrusive, but tell us a little about yourselves. What got you here to run the ICR and to do this program?
Okay, I can start. Okay, I've been working here on base for this year 31 years. And I started working at security. I have been actually working at security for 24 years, but I had my bachelor degree, 3 years bachelor degree in tourism. And I think the first year that I started working here and I heard about the position that Fleet and Family had, teaching about the Spanish culture and about the Spanish language, I always was looking forward to get that position, because I think that is the most beautiful job. I love my job because it's incredible. It's not difficult, right? It's just to teach the people about how easy it is to live in my country that I love. That is not a difficult task. So I was always looking for having the possibility to be able to get that position. And actually, 17 years ago, I was able to apply for the position, and I think that Maribel also did it. At that time, 42 people applied for it. Mm-hmm. And finally, Rosa got it, my co-worker Rosa, and she was the second one in the second position, and I was the third one. So she got it. And then 11 years after that, I got the opportunity again. So I say, this is my time. This is my opportunity. It's not going to be another one. So I just try. I did also a master for being a teacher of Spanish as a second language. I was always doing things related with the, you know, with that job. And finally, I was able to get it. It was like a dream for me. So now I'm doing what I love, and I'm very happy.
Okay, in my case, I'm from Rota. And 18 years ago, yes, I applied for this position, and but I was on number two, so I wasn't able to get it. And then I was working at that time here on base as a Navy getaway in, and then I switched my jobs and I started working with my family in a family business. And suddenly, last December, this position came open because it was the for replacing Rosa that she got 1 year leave without pay. So it was like, oh my goodness, this is a great opportunity. But I knew that it was really hard. So I applied, and it was like, I don't know how many people, like around 80 people applying for this position. And it was like, oh my God, this is my dream, right? Because we study to work like in this. So, but you know, I'm always very optimistic and with a lot of hope. So I apply, and I finally got the job. Like, well, oh my God, I got the job. So I started working, and because I've been living in the States as well, so I know how challenging this is, and I know the differences that you might have, because it was the differences that I found when I was living in your country. So to me, it's really easy to talk about the differences and how you feel, because I can imagine being in your shoes, because I was in the opposite. But I didn't have ICR classes when I went to the States, so I know how important is this class. So to me, it's a great opportunity. I really feel very comfortable in this position. I love it. But unfortunately for me, it's getting like at the end, because Rosa is coming in September. So I'm going to be here hopefully until the end of August. And then I got, I was selected because I wanted to be here on base, still working on base. And so I've been selected to work in security department. So I'm very happy. But I have to say that this is the job that I really like.
So that's good. So everyone will still see you around. And so I think that really highlights to people that the course is not something that you groan and take and you're like, oh, I have to do this indoctrination course. It's not an indoctrination course. It is a course that helps you transition fast into your new opportunity that we call this tour. And I think because you present the information in such a joyful way that it belies the incredible amount of experience you have and the amount of professionalism that is truly involved in what you do. And I think it comes out in the product that is just so effortless for people to listen and enjoy the class. And in the moments that I've been able to walk in to do my part, people seem alive and they're excited. And that's something that everybody can do. And you bring that to the class, which I think makes it special. And that's why we're very fortunate to have you on the show today. And so I appreciate sharing that to just show people, not that you need to explain yourself, but I think it just demonstrates the dedication that you have and just gives more insight into the people to know that they can come find you and that you love it and that they can continue to ask questions. You have talked about tourism a little bit and living here. So I think transitioning to what are some recommendations you have for the weekend? So we've talked about the language. So let's say you learned the language. And then how do you get out there and apply it? Where can you go?
During a weekend?
How about a weekend?
A weekend. Okay. Well, you have to start with Cádiz.
Cádiz.
Our county.
Yes.
Where we are located. So we are not going to make you to be very stressful going to a place that is far away. Just Cádiz. So I recommend you one day to spend it in Cádiz, in the city of Cádiz. You can take the ferry from Rota, that is less than 1 hour. You are right there, and you just need to cross the street, and you are in front of the city hall, that is downtown Cádiz. Very easy. And then explore the city, go to the cathedral, that actually we call it the new cathedral because it was just built in the 18th century. And then just walk around the streets and see the museum that I told you, that you can see the sarcophagus and all the Romans remains over there. And also there is a complex, a Roman complex that was discovered, I don't know, 15 years ago, that you can see a Roman theater and walk through the streets where they were walking centuries ago, and then have the lunch in one of the amazing restaurants that Cádiz has, because the city is plenty of restaurants, and try the pescadito frito, the fried fish, that is the typical dish for Cádiz. And then walk a little by, because Cádiz is also plenty of stores, of shops. And then that is for one day. You can spend the day there, and then the next day you can go to one of the amazing beaches that we have in the National Park of the Strait of Gibraltar. That is like the point of the county of Cádiz. So you can go to Bologna if you want and see a little more of Roman remains, because we have a Roman remains over there. Also, just at the beach, it was a fishing Roman town, so it's amazing. And then, or if you want, you are a little tired of seeing Roman remains, maybe you can go to Sahara de los Atunes. That is another town that is also in the National Park of the Strait of Gibraltar, and go to Playa de los Alemanes. That is an amazing virgin beach, and eating a chiringuito maybe, and just have some fun, some drinks, and that's it, no? Saturday and Sunday.
I think that'll take you through okay. to Sunday, yeah.
Okay, good.
You mentioned a good point. I've heard that chingarito?
Chiringuito.
What is that?
Okay.
That is really a bar that is right on the beach, on the sand. So it's a very informal place. You can go with a very casual clothes. You don't have to dress up for that. And it is open from very early to get some tapa, some drink, early, like 12:30 in the morning, and it can stay open until very late night. So it's a lot of hours, so you can enjoy and see the sunset around, well, right now it's the sunset around 10. So, and then get dinner if you want. So it's a very nice place, casual place. In most of the places, chiringuito that we have in Rota, those are in for summer, but they are like two that is open all year around. So we are very lucky for that.
It's amazing. And sir, I know you have a history background in Cádiz, one of the oldest cities in Europe. So it's amazing going there firsthand.
Yes. So to highlight, there, I think you've highlighted there's something for everybody here. Mm-hmm. If you cannot find something to do within 1 mile of the gate, then I don't know what I would say to you. I would say maybe we'll have to sit down and re-talk about this to re-encourage some explorative life goals, mm-hmm. because you have talked about now culture, travel, history. If you are involved in none of that, then gastronomy, you can go to the beach and just relax. And I know we talked about going to the beach since it is summer season. So what is there different beach etiquette here?
Yes. I will say that dependent what you want to do on the beach. So for example, if you are going with your family, there is places mostly for families, because with they have a lot of services, and it's very well communicated, so you can drive with your car and have the bathrooms and showers and bars and restaurants and a lot of sand so the kids can play. But if you like sports, what about that? So if you like sports and you like the wind, it's a surf area very well known as Tarifa. You have all the Atlantic and all the Cantabric Sea for surf. But what about if you like to scuba diving or diving? That is all the Mediterranean coastline, with clear waters where the you don't see such a huge wave like in the Atlantic that you can notice. So depending the sports that you like, here in Rota we are very lucky, because here in Rota you have a family beach, El Chorrillo, you have, because it's protected with the two piers, piers in Rota and on the bay, so the water is always flat. There is like no wave. It's really safe for children. But then if you like the surf or paddle surf or windsurf or kite surf, you can go to the other side of the beach by the Hotel Playa, and it's great for that. So we are really lucky, and you don't even have to leave Rota if you don't want to practice all that. But if not, you have the whole coastline of Spain to explore.
Is it as family friendly further past Hotel Playa for anyone that has kids?
Yes.
Or is there etiquette that, or, you know, cultural differences that people might be mindful of?
Okay, well, they may be, they are some differences or things that you need to know. In Spain, sometimes, and we have to bring this question because you ask us, Leo, where can I go so my family is not as exposed to the topless? For instance, if you don't want to be exposed to that, you cannot go to the Spanish beaches because just stay home, because it's, that's very normal for us. No, so you need to know that. And especially you mentioned Hotel Playa de la Luz, when you pass that until you arrive to the next beach, that is Punta Candor, that we love that place because the sunset there is amazing. In that curve, it's like a curve, we have a nude beach. And it's there, has the sign, everything. So we need to tell you that. We love walking at the beach during summertime, and I walk a lot. So I go from La Costilla Beach many, many times, going to Punta Candor, just walking is less than 1 hour. And when I'm going through that area, that the people is perfectly there, normally I just was, I walk washing my feet, you know, I'm looking my, because sometimes, you know, the people just go to the water, and that's normal. So
I think what you're highlighting is to respect people's personal space.
Exactly.
Maybe that is not the time to attempt the close talking or something. But no, I think being respectful, minding your own business on the beach is appropriate, right?
Yeah.
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 And not gawking, right? I think some people are surprised, and that's why we've brought it up today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's very nice, because I think it is a difference, and I think some people are shocked by it.
Yeah.
You don't see it in the States, and so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good to mention. It's not like a humorous or taboo, it's just cultural differences, and that's why I know, like, there's certain areas, especially people with families, that don't want to be exposed to that. So
yeah.
I learned that in ICR. It was just,
Yeah. If you go straight to Punta Candor Beach, that is a very, very family-oriented place. They have different chiringuitos. One is that is more for young people. They do a lot of parties. They have a lot of music alive. Actually, they are going to have, not this weekend, but next weekend, they are going to be a big party, and it's more for young people, no? But the one that is actually in Punta Candor is more for families. You can perfectly go there, spend the day, and then have lunch over there. So a lot of services, because they prepare the beach for having all kind of services. As she said, that you can have a shower, you can go to the bathroom. We have to say that in Spain we have a recognition that is called the blue flag, la bandera azul. Well, it's a long name, bandera azul de los mares limpios de Europa, but it's a European recognition. And we have to say that Rota is the town in the county of Cádiz that has the biggest amount of blue flag. We have a blue flag in all of our beaches, and in the marina area also. So they are very clean. It's not just for the water and the sun, but it's also for the services that we provide and everything. So we are very proud of our beaches. We want that the people take advantage of that in every place that they want to go. Many different things that they can take the advantage of.
I know out there right now people are saying or thinking to themselves, oh, but you didn't mention this, and I know my favorite thing is that. And so I would just say to the audience, this is why you can go to ICR, but you are always available for questions, right?
Always, always. The door of our office is always open. If we are not in the office, it's because we are teaching. But we are always there. So we always say to people, it doesn't finish here.
Right.
We are limited in time. We wish to give you a lot of information. You cannot imagine the amount of things that we would like to tell you and share with you, but we have no time. It's very limited in time because we have more speakers that they are giving also a very good information in ICR. Our co-workers at the Fleet and Family Support Center, we are full of counselors and specialists that they are going to give you also information. But once the ICR finish, just please come to see us. The people normally, they don't come. That's a small portion of people that come. But we really love when they are coming back and they say, Leo, Maribel, I need to ask you about this because we are traveling. It's our job.
So we can assure them that when you make the offer to come ask for information, it's genuine and sincere, and yes, they can come back.
Yes.
And they can also find the information online, right? We've made it readily available. And so there's no reason why you should be sitting at home wondering what to do when you have all the opportunity in the world to walk out your front door, walk out the gate, or come inside, ask, and find something to do, which is very nice. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My warmest regards, and I love the passion you have for your hometown and the Andalusian area. It's just amazing how much this region has to offer. I never knew that before I came here, and being in ICR helped so much. You two are amazing, and so is Rosa. And then, sir, we have to come into the end. It is 7:55, and I know you're here. It's your first inaugural show, so this is your first time putting out some installation updates.
Yes, so there is some things I'd like to share. Number one, I wanted to say congratulations to the Navy Lodge because they were selected for the 2024 Carlson Award. They were the very best of NEXCOM, and I think they deserve the praise and credit. So congratulations to our Navy Lodge Rota team. You did a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of you. And I think we can all be proud to be part of that because you are on Team Rota. I'd also like to remind everybody that the summer is a drier season, and so we should be conservation-minded. Make sure you have, if you are using your garden hoses, be limited in your water usage, and just be considerate that the summertime is more dry than we are usually accustomed to. Finally, when you travel, there are some APAX requirements. So for our service members out there, there are some minor administrative things that you are accountable to do, and you must submit your IATP and APAX request online. And we would recommend enrolling in the STEP program, that is the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, for those who don't like acronyms. And I think we will take some thunder from Dodia, who may be here later.
Yes, but, liaison.
You know, there is a back-to-school resource fair Wednesday the 14th of August from 1 to 4 o'clock inside the exchange. And community partners and off-base organizations will be in attendance to answer your questions. I think that is all the information that is necessary to share today.
Sir, congratulations. First inaugural show, July 10th, 2025. It's been an honor to spend it. And two amazing guests. Mi español es muy malo, pero
thank
muy
you, Leo.
Guay.
Thank you, Mario.
Muy guay.
We know we'll have you back on the show in the future, but you are always there during the week sharing information, and I know our community truly appreciates all that you do for us to get us out of the base into the greater community to enrich our lives and share it with our families.
Thank you.
And sir, thank you for coming in. Morning Joe with the CO, Captain Shimlak. It's an honor to have you here. I'm very happy that your family comes tomorrow. So
me too.
It's been a great time.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for Morning Joe with the CO. We're going to have some Ed Sheeran bring us out for this last minute.